Deine Liebe ist ein Schild, deine Sehnsucht ist die Ferne.
Yan ang awiting Aleman sa Papua New Guinea na mula sa lumang imperyo sa Pasipiko.
Uno iben bistun troy, mali untama, deine Liebe ist ein Schild.
Ang mga umaawit ay sina Diana Cross Kearney at mga kaibigan, ang mga magkahalong supling mula sa Kaiser Wilhelmsland na nasa hilaga ng Australia.
Yeah, it's form of greeting, yeah. We must do it clean.
Binabati ni Diana Cross Kearney ang kanyang mga kaibigan sa pamamagitan ng lingwaheng naiwan ng mga kolonista sa pangalang Unser Deutsch o Our German.
Unser Deutsch is important to us because we is no ein kleine
community. Unser Deutsch is important to us because we're a small community who came here after PNG independence. And when we get together, we speak Unser Deutsch.
Nagsasalita din ng magkahalong German, English at New Guinea Pidgin ang kanyang matagal na kaibigang Emilia Aming.
We must sprechen English dann. But
we spoke it at home, our way.
Yan ang pinakahuling lingwahe mula sa panahon ng colonial Germany, ang German Pidgin.
Everybody sing.
Swimming up the sea, swimming up the sea, swimming in the air.
Ang Unser Deutsch ay tumagal na ng mahigit na 100 taon magbuhat ng ang kolonya ng Germany sa New Guinea ay nauwi sa Australia noong unang digmaang pandaigdig at ang Ingles ang naging lengguwahe ng otoridad. Si Professor Peter Meitz ay isang lingwista mula sa University of Augsburg sa Germany at gumagawa ng unang pag-aaral sa nakalipas na dekada tungkol sa Unser Deutsch.
Unser Deutsch is a contact language, as all Creole languages are contact languages, and that means that it shares features with Pidgin English, Standard German and English, but it's got its own characteristics as well. The most important thing here is that Unser Deutsch is basically the one and only German-based Creole worldwide we know of. So this is really a unique language, and unfortunately it's a dying language. So these are the two most important reasons why we want to make this documentation.
Ang bahagi ng Hilaga at Silangang New Guinea ay sinakop ng German Kaiser noong 1884 at pagkatapos ay nagtayo ng isang marangyang kolonya. Kasama ng mga kolonista ay mga madre, ang Sisters of the Sacred Heart na nagtayo ng isang bahay ampunan sa Bunapur, malapit sa Kapitolyong Rabaul para sa magkahalong kabataang Germans at ibang lahi. Narito si Professor Meitz.
The language emerged basically in the orphanage among these mixed race children who were living there in the mission in social isolation. And they were taught in proper German, and in the dormitories they just developed this simplified version of German as their own group language or a sort of secret language.
Mula sa misyon, subalit ngayon ay nakatira na sa Australia si Emilia Aming. Ang salita ang nagsasabi ng lahat.
My mother was ein halb weiße. My father was ein halb chinese. Schwarz und weiß. And my father was schwarz und weiß. Gelb.
Sinabi niya na ang kanyang ina ay kalahating puti at ang kanyang ama ay Chino. Itim at puti at itim at dilaw. Karamihan sa mga nagsasalita ng Unser Deutsch ay naging mamamayan ng Australia pagkatapos tumanggap ng kalayaan ang PNG, 40 taon na ang nakakaraan. Ngayon, halos 100 ang magaling magsalita nito at nananatiling nakakalat sa kahabaan ng Australia.
I'm very proud, from my grandmother to my mother to me, but I'm sad our children don't speak Unser Deutsch.
Ang mga taga-suri ng nawawala ng lingwahe ay dinala ni Professor Meitz mula sa kalat-kalat na komunidad sa Australia upang magtipon muli.
Deine Heimat ist das Leben, deine Träume ist die Sterne.
Ito ay pambihirang pagtitipon sa Brisbane. Ilan sa kanila ang hindi nagkita ng ilang dekada at ito ay isang problema.
Australia is a monolingual country. not like in Bunapope in PNG where they used to live close together, so that they had to chance the chance to speak the language. This is not there anymore. So, and there is, as there is no need to speak the language, and there as there is no chance to speak the language, of course people use it, and instead of Unserdeutsch they use English now.
Ang salitang Unserdeutsch ay unang naisalin sa plaka noong 1970s ng isang batang estudyanteng nag-aaral ng master sa universidad, si Craig Volker, na ngayon ay nagtuturo na ng lengguaheng German sa isang paaralan sa Gold Coast.
The very first day that I met Yvonne, she had this wonderful, perfect accent and lots of vocabulary, and she was very relaxed. But then she was kind of, the words were all over the place.
They still are.
Ang naturang estudyante ay si Yvonne Lundin.
I thought, oh, this is going to be easy. Just build on it, expand on my vocabulary. And when I got there, of course, I sort of understood, but then I got confused because it was a different kind of German to my German.
Samantala, si Craig Volker ay naghahanap ng tema para sa kanyang master thesis.
So I asked Yvonne, you know, so where'd you learn German? And she said, well, I never learned it. We just spoke it at home. Okay, and where's home? And she said, oh, up in Papua New Guinea. And it's not every day that a Papua New Guinean student walks into your classroom and tells you that they're a native German speaker. And so I thought, maybe this is of interest.
Ngayon na isa ng profesor sa lingwahe, ang master thesis ni Craig Volker ay nahukay ni Peter Mates pagkalipas ng 3 dekada. Inirecord niya ang pinakahuling tagapagsalita ng Unserdeutsch para sa mga susunod na henerasyon.
Okay, how would you say drunk in Unserdeutsch?
Für mein Papa war dun.
Dun, okay.
Er war dun.
Yeah.
Si Yvonne Lundin ay isa sa mga pinakabatang nagsasalita ng Unserdeutsch at nakapokus sa pagsusuri nito.
I hear this Unserdeutsch being spoken about, and I think in a way it becomes an identity. We're given an identity as such because there's a language that binds us now. There's a history that's binding us, and this Unserdeutsch is becoming like the little bit of glue. It's important that this information is gathered because for the generations to come, so that if they're looking for where did their grandparents come from and all that, and they Google, they know that there's this little pocket of people there that used to speak this language.
Kasama ng mga salitang Unserdeutsch na ang tunay nitong kahulugan sa German ay kalimitang nawawala. Katulad ng Klettern, ang kanilang pagbati ay may dobleng kahulugan. Sinubukan itong ipaliwanag ni Peter Mites.
So this is, let's say, something everybody knows. The sentence like, ich will klettern du. But how, wie soll ich das jetzt sagen, dass man das jetzt wirklich noch senden kann? Das kann nicht. So klettern, this is a German word, but the word here in Unserdeutsch has got a completely different meaning. So klettern doesn't just mean climb, as it does in proper German, but it means also, let's say, climb when two people are about to climb each other in certain positions. So this is just an expression very often used. So and this word shows as well that Unserdeutsch has always used to be a language spoken only and exclusively within the community. It always used to be a fun language just for the community itself.
Maraming salita sa Unserdeutsch ang nakaligtas sa pagbabago at nauunawaan ng mga hindi German ang kanilang ibig sabihin. Ganito sinabi ni Diana Cross, ang katumbas na salitang goodbye.
Danke schön, SBS. Auf Wiedersehen, ma Freude.